They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
January is National Prune Breakfast Month.
Ooh.
Not much of a reason to get out of bed, is it?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House today considers a resolution calling for congressional approval for any further military action in Iran. It has some Republican support in the Senate. But Vice President Pence says about the drone strike on a top Iranian general.
Thanks to the president's leadership, thanks to the extraordinary work of our military in the region, the world is safer today, and American personnel in the region and America are safer too.
He was on Fox and Friends. A plan to get people off the streets in California.
Governor Gavin Newsom says he will ask lawmakers to put $1.4 billion in this year's budget toward addressing homelessness. The money would go to local organizations that work on housing and healthcare services. The California Legislative Analyst's Office has said that between 1980 and 2010, an additional 3 million housing units should have been built in the state to keep housing costs increasing in line with the rest of the country.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. America's listening to Fox News.
The Beatles. You've bought their albums, their CDs, the remasters, the remixes of the remasters, and you bought the 50th anniversary of their final album, Abbey Road.
And in the end...
But now there's more. Capitol Records presents all of the Beatles classics featuring only Paul's bass. Like Come Together. Hear the songs like you've never heard them before. Like Here Comes the Sun. We rang Paul McCartney to get his reaction on this exciting new collection.
Hello, this is Paul McCartney. Please leave a message.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Don't miss out. Get all of the Beatles classics, only played by Paul's bass. Available now from Capitol Records.
From our I Missed the News department earlier this morning, I'm not even sure who put the list out, but it's the top 10 bass lines in music of all time.
Right, so you played one by Chick earlier, right?
By Chick, yeah, yeah. This one here. I actually never want to hear this song again, but it was on this.
I've played it too many times.
Another one, Bites the Dust by Queen and others, were on that list. See, you should tune in at 6 so you don't miss a single minute of the stuff that we do.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
We got down to freezing this morning. I grabbed the wrong jacket. It was just too thin. I realized when I was walking Bailey, it's pretty cold. We're at 37 right now. We're headed for a high in the upper 60s today. We had 66 yesterday, maybe 68-ish today. Becoming breezy later. Clouds will increase, but a dry day. Tonight's low 56. Tomorrow, risk of an afternoon shower or maybe tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night. Maybe a thunderstorm, but no severe weather tomorrow. Low 70s. It's that enhanced risk on Saturday that we've been talking about. And, sure, we have severe weather risk from time to time, but this is a notch above. Actually, it's 3 on a 5 scale. That's why you should make your plans now to talk to your family, see where everybody's going to be, maybe alter some of your plans, and be ready to take action. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now, and we'll be here all day, of course, no doubt about it, to keep you up to date. Right now, this morning, 37 degrees, east winds at 8 miles per hour. The winds will pick up later, so it's still kind of chilly here at 8:06.
All right, how about a conundrum?
Yeah. How about that?
This seemingly innocuous, innocent activity had been banned in New York City as recently as 1978.
Huh.
What was this? I mean, it was legal here, where we have so many rules based on moral principles. Not that I'm against that.
Yeah.
but you could do it here, but you couldn't do it in New York until 1978. So what is this activity? The winning answer is worth a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. So give us a call. Take a By the way, even if you don't have the right answer, you qualify for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawings. You become the next member of the Clark's Club. It's a great deal. It saved me a ton of money. It would have saved me more if I had just been a little bit smarter. But I've learned to keep expectations of myself low. That way, I tend not to disappoint me.
I hear you.
272-9228. Here's your local news. I want to see at least one brave caller by the time this is over.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police have made an arrest in a December murder investigation. Authorities have charged 19-year-old Trayvon Lyles with murder and the death of Quandravius Ferguson. They say Lyles shot Ferguson on December 8th. He is now in the Macon County Jail. A doctor says Governor Kay Ivey is cured of lung cancer. In a statement, Dr. Alex Whitley says scans showed no sign of the cancer Ivey was diagnosed with last year. He says Ivey will continue to be monitored, but he considers her to be cured. And the Montgomery County Board of Education is having a public hearing tonight about a new charter school proposal from Life Academy. The meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock in the Carver High School auditorium. The board is expected to vote on this proposal at a later date. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think the board could find its butt with both hands?
No.
Just asking for a favor. Okay, we have a conundrum going. And I do have, I know it's still the first week of second week of January. We're all trying to get our mojo back. Yeah. But I do have one toke over the line from Lawrence Welk.
Oh.
Ready to play.
Yeah.
Well, please don't call because I'd love to hear it just because.
It is funny.
Don't you know?
Don't you know that it's.
But over the lines,
for the moment, Doug has spared us this tragic tragedy.
Howdy, Doug.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, Doug, this activity that was legal here was not legal in New York City till 1978. What activity is this?
I was guessing smoking in a restaurant.
Oh, you know what? That took a lot of thought, and that's a good answer, but that's not what we're looking for.
No.
That's a good answer.
All right.
But, Doug, come up with another one and come right back because the traffic is light. We do have that situation in Wetumpka.
On 231 near Redland Road where traffic is so bad.
How bad is it, Rich?
They got the Wetumpka police to help the troopers.
Oh, that's not funny.
Yeah, take care of the
back
traffic.
Up on Redland Road and 231. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, police are in trying to get that situation unclogged. So, we'll wait. This activity legal in Alabama, but illegal in New York until 1978. 272-9228. Here's Myron Florence.
Now, here's an attractive couple, Gail Farrell attractive. From Durand, Oklahoma.
They are attractive.
Dick Dale from Algona, Iowa.
Algona.
Let's listen to Gail and Dale.
Yeah.
And one of the newer songs.
Even their names rhyme. One of the newer songs.
On the Lawrence Welk Show, folks.
Look at those clothes.
One joke over the line, sweet Jesus. One joke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One joke over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One joke over the line. Hope it's me.
Yeah.
I've been changing.
As you can plainly
see. I felt the joy and I learned about the pain.
That my mama says.
If I should choose to make a part of me, would surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toke over the line, sweet Jesus. One toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. One toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line.
They thought this was a religion. liquor store.
Sitting downtown in a railway station.
What do they call it? A
talk over the line.
Don't you know the thrill of
home sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One talk over the line.
Don't you know the thrill?
Sitting downtown in a railway station. One talk.
They call it a spirit, not spiritual. It's
religious.
He says something.
Yeah.
What does he say?
Yeah.
Is this Lawrence coming up next week?
When they talk about Sweet Mary, they're not talking about.
Spiritual by Gail.
From Cheech and Welk.
Yeah, see, Mary, what they're talking about here is Mary Jane.
You know, I kind of feel bad making fun of that, but that tells you that they were so into that universe, they had no idea they were singing about pot.
Right.
Much to their horror, I'm sure they found out later.
Oh, my gosh. Got some letters.
All right, but we did get a couple of calls thanks to that song, I think. Jackson. you're next on this conundrum. What is it that was legal here in Alabama but not legal in New York City until 1978?
I'm sure it's wrong, but I know that playing pinball was illegal in New York until the late 1970s.
Oh, you're a wizard, man.
Let's find out.
You're a wizard.
Deaf, dumb, and blind caller.
There you go. Got it right.
What?
It was pinball.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. That was it. Pinball was outlawed. It was a... considered gambling until somebody proved that it was a game of chance rather than gambling,
right.
And or game of skill, I think. It was game.
I was like 7 or 8 years old, and my grandfather owned a gas station, and he had a pinball machine that he put in storage, and he brought it home, and he told me that if we had lived in New York, or if he had it in New York back in the 70s, it would have been illegal.
Do you remember what the table was?
It was a circus. Some kind of circus pinball machine. I'm not sure.
Right.
What year roughly do you think this might have been?
Did he have the pinball machine?
Yeah.
It would probably have been in the late 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
How about that? So from personal experience, you know. Well, you won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Hang on. Let me say good morning to Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne.
Good morning.
Hey.
He got my answer.
You were going for pinball,
you're
too.
Say that too. Good deal.
Wow.
Yeah, I love pinball.
Me
love
too.
Love pinball.
Me too. And it's fascinating to watch it work, you know?
I know.
Yeah. Can you imagine being a pinball...
designer?
Not just a designer, maybe a repairman?
But why is it in the Three Stooges when they play pinball, the big hammer would come out on tilt? Does that mean you... lift the table to...
Tilt, when you move,
there's a device inside the table. It's basically a pendulum. It's not a pendulum, but it's a ball that hangs on a string or whatever that can move around. And around that ball is a metal circle.
So when the ball touches...
So anytime that ball touches it, kind of like a game of Operation. So anytime that ball touches it, that gives a warning. And if it does it too many times or stays there too long... Mm. It will shut down the board and say, you tilted it.
That's cheating.
Yep,
it is.
For what it's worth, here's a little random fact. Did you know that the name of the woman featured in the... I don't know if you know this, Suzanne. I used to work...
That was a perfectly timed hang up.
I used to work for... Click. Dial tone.
Oh, God.
Don't you know...
It was the best hang-up. I know it was at your expense, but it was just perfectly timed.
You probably didn't know how I used to work for.
Well, now Suzanne will just have to wonder
who you used to work for.
No, about the little tidbit I was going to share with you.
God, it just was the perfect sound. Everything.
Don't you know?
Have I really become that dull?
Yeah. Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Lots of liver music here on Three Men and a Bailey.
Time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Udell.
Who used to work for Styx.
Yeah, that wasn't the thing I was trying to tell her. What I was going to tell Suzanne is the woman who inspired the song Lady, which was Styx's first hit. Her name was Suzanne.
Oh, nice.
So now everybody else knows the little tidbit I was going to pass.
Don't
on.
You know?
Wasn't trying to impress her with anything. This story just in from correspondent Mark Cumby. About 50 people traveled to Montgomery Tuesday to oppose anything to allow human waste to be transported to Alabama for agricultural purposes. Many remembered when the so-called poop trains caused problems for folks in West Jefferson County. The hearing was at the Alabama Department of Environmental Management. ADEM leaders were there to get the public's input on regulations for ADEM to have a say over bringing waste products to be used as fertilizer for Alabama farmers.
Poop trains.
ADEM did not have any authority to regulate the poop trains. But new regulations would allow them to set up requirements and notification of waste coming to Alabama. This is probably fresh from San Francisco, this stuff.
Don't you know that we're one poop over the line?
Adamsville resident Tammy Taylor has her doubts. She says, I don't trust them. When they brought the sludge into my community, they didn't tell us what it was. One man came from Baldwin County with his young baby daughter. Matthew Tomley says, in a video that he sees, who writes, you know what they don't have in a lot of...
Copywriters?
Proofreaders.
Proofreaders.
I proofread my stuff. It's amazing. And I'm not talking about just local TV or newspaper websites. Right. I've seen stuff on Fox.com that looked like it was written by a third grader. David Brassfield of West Jefferson said almost 2 years ago we had filth, smell, insects, buzzards, overall odors you can't tolerate. So we are, we're going to follow this poop train story and see where it goes.
I hate to be behind it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, here we go.
Yep. All right. In other stupid news today, what's the number one thing that causes aches and pains? This is kind of a surprising.
My face to a lot of people.
Aches and pains.
The number one thing that causes aches and pains?
I'll count down the top three.
Okay.
How about if we do that?
Right.
All right.
Number three.
Heavy lifting.
Okay.
Got to be very careful with that no matter what age you are.
Number two.
Doing laundry.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Uh-huh.
And number one.
Sleeping in the wrong position.
Well, I can see that. Your head. Like
I'm working
neck.
With Dr. Gross at Infusion with this. And he's the one that's doing the acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working. And he was telling me that one of the leading causes of back problems, people sleeping in odd positions or on lumpy sofa cushions and stuff like that, can really cause major problems.
Mm-hmm.
All right, condiment lovers. I did say condiment. Heinz has apparently realized they were out of new material, so they're starting with, what was the last one, Mayo Chup?
They did Mayo Chup, and they did Mayo Q.
And Mayo Must.
And yeah.
Mayo Barbecue, Mayo Must.
I'm afraid to ask, what's next?
Honey Ratcha.
Honey Ratcha?
It's a mix between honey and Sriracha.
Ranch? Oh, and Sriracha.
Oh.
Why is Sriracha spelled with S-R-I-R? How do you Sriracha? It sounds like a capital of a country.
I don't know, but it's hot. It's a hot sauce.
Sriracha is a capital.
Well, they're putting big money behind this sauce because they're paying over $5 million to put it in a Super Bowl ad.
Oh.
And it'll be out soon. I'll let you know when it's available.
They're paying over how much for an ad?
Super Bowl ads this year, I believe, are over $5
million. Oh.
And sold out.
Sold out as early as it's ever sold out.
Natty Light is giving people free beer for their 21st birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
They've just announced a new promotion where they'll give people free beer. The 21-year-olds just have to buy some Natty Light, then go to a beer rebate website to get up to $8 back, which should cover about a 12-pack. And in other beer news, Miller Lite is going hard on the put-your-phone-down thing.
Miller.
What's wrong with the beer we got? Last year they had a promotion where you could get a free beer for unfollowing them on social media. They have made a new line of dark black cans, and they're teaming up with bars to put them away for free, to give them away for free. All you have to do is not check your phone at the bar for 30 minutes.
And the campaign's called Hold My Beer.
Actually, it doesn't say, but that's not a bad idea. You're a brilliant guy, Rich. Oh, if you buy one of these cans at regular price and you can leave your phone alone for 1 minute, they'll give you a second one. This is out of Milwaukee. What the hell do they know? Best and worst cities to lead an active life and other stuff coming up. And we have some amazing morning maroons, as we always do. Right now, here with an amazing restaurant, Jay Scott.
I want to talk to you about The Seafood Bistro. It is an amazing restaurant, as Greg said. It is fantastic. And you can try them out today. If you've never had them before, perfect day to try them out. Every day is a perfect day to give them a shot. Go to 1651 Perry Hill Road. That is right down from us in that shopping center right there at Carmichael. Or Perry Hill and Carmichael. 279-7500 is their number. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. Try some things like they've got the, it, again, if it's your first time, go for the shrimp po' boy. You can get the junior if you want to. You can get the regular size. But either one, you're going to have leftovers because of all the shrimp that falls off that thing. It is fantastic. Try the dragon sauce as well. And they've got platters. Maybe you don't want the fried food. You can get them grilled. Things like the tilapia, the snapper, the whitefish. Also, they've got gator there, calamari as well, butterfly shrimp, fantastic. They've got salad choices as well. See everything you need to know about them at their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Go there. You can put in an order. Do one of the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for The Seafood Bistro.
Thank you, Jay. It's 8:25. We got big problems in Elmore County this morning and elsewhere. Here's Skip.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident on 231 at Redland Road, the southbound lane. We believe they have traffic moving there now. If you are still sitting on 231, it shouldn't be too long before you're going to get some speed under your wheels. All right, so just be patient there and use caution as you pass through the intersection. Taylor Road near the Jacks, right across from AUM. We've got a 3-car accident there that's going to be backing up traffic a little bit on Taylor Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Still got real high volume of traffic on I-65 and 85 and some slowdowns. 65 southbound at the Millbrook 143 on-ramp and some slow traffic around Perry Hill and Ann Street on 85 southbound into town. A lot of cars on the boulevard. It is just still really busy out there this morning. Use caution. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133, or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... I don't know. People come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. To be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. So the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't. Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
Yeah, I'm the one that tells that story 1,000 times. See this tweet here? Great American, haven't heard you, but Chuck Yeager. Is commemorating an anniversary, January 1942. This is pretty amazing. His first flight in a plane on this date, 1942. The pilot invited me on a test flight after I maintained an AT-11 I threw up all over the interior. I had just gotten accepted to flight school and thought, Jaeger, what were you thinking? Then I had to clean it up by myself. And he went on.
Well, yeah, that worked out.
Yeah. You know what movie they don't show enough? And I, not just because it's a really well-done film, but it might teach people who didn't live through the space era the right stuff.
Yeah.
That's a good film that documents the guys that became the first astronauts in the Mercury program.
Mm-hmm.
But Chuck Yeager did not become one of them, but he was a test pilot, guy that broke the sound barrier in 1947. And he just doesn't seem to ever get the credit he deserves for his contributions.
Frequent Montgomery visitor over the years, Chuck Yeager.
Man, I would love to meet that man. I mean, it was great to have...
Colonel Joe knows him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Colonel Joe knows everybody.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
He sure is. 8:32 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Brian Jewelry in Prattville is the place with Valentine's Day, I believe. Mr. Thomas said 37 days. Let's see, today's the 9th, so there's 22 plus 14.
36, maybe?
36.
Yeah.
36. And, well, I mean, that is 5 weeks. But, you know, time seems to fly. And then Valentine's Day is a few days away, and then you're panicking because you haven't done anything. May I recommend at least you visit BrianJewelry.com online. Join their club, because if you spend 200 or more, you'll save $100 on that purchase right off the bat. They have an incredible selection, and you've got more than enough time between now and February 14th to have them create or design something special, something that actually pays tribute to the person you're shopping for. They know how to ask the probative questions. They learn about the person that you're interested in buying a gift for and make suggestions based on that. And they have been doing this for 6.5 decades. A great legacy family business in Prattville that's grown with the community to their own freestanding location at 1778 East Main, where Lynn and Kenny and that gang will take great care of you. People visit Brian Jewelry from all over the river region because they want that traditional jewelry store experience with people who know how to create jewelry, who know how to repair watches, all of those skills. Oh, by the way, free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Rusty A.
Tempest Fugit.
Yeah.
That's time is fleeting.
Yeah,
time flies.
I know. My dad used to say Tempest Fugits a lot.
He was a smart man. You were talking about The Right Stuff, which is a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Yeager, I think he actually does the voiceover for the opening.
Oh, is that right?
And he starts off with there's a demon at 40,000 feet.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
And then later on, the guy who is playing Chuck Yeager, I don't remember exactly who was in the movie.
Right.
But they got a little bar out there, and they're allowed in the bar. And this old dude walks up behind him. He kind of taps him on the shoulder and says, "Hey, you want some whiskey?" And it's Chuck Yeager playing the old guy.
Is that right? Interesting.
Yeah.
They weaved him in. That's great.
Oh, so he does a cameo in the movie.
So he does the voiceover at the beginning, and he does a little cameo.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
So you offer them Jaeger bombs? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, I don't know if he had. I think it was just whiskey.
No, it was a bad joke.
Oh, no, there are no bad jokes. Just people hear him, and they say, that's a bad joke.
I got you.
Well,
thanks a lot, guys. Thought I'd interject.
Appreciate it, Rusty. Thanks, man.
I'll keep an eye open for any. Now, last time I saw The Right Stuff, it was on Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a couple of years ago. And I saved it on DVR. I watched it a couple of times. It's one of those movies that you always notice new things. Dennis Quaid was a new and young actor at that time. Mm-hmm. And what they did so well was portray the cockiness those test pilots had to have to do what they did. They had to want that edge because they were risking their lives. One of the, it sounds kind of gruesome, but some of those test flights resulted in tragedy. And one of the recurring characters in that movie is this preacher guy with a hat. And if you saw him walking up to your house, you knew somebody had
kind of like
an accident.
That cat.
The death cat.
The
senior.
Wow.
Man. I mean, hey, I think Death Cat is no longer with us. Anyway, Right Stuff, if you ever have a chance, I don't know if it's at Redbox or on one of your streaming services. But
probably Prime.
If you find it and you haven't seen it, plan to watch it and pop lots of corn because it's 3 hours of really excellent movie.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
I'm just watching some new model data coming in as we get ready for this Saturday severe weather event that we've been telling you about all week. Very mild today with a high in the upper 60s, becoming breezy later on. Clouds increasing. Tonight's low 56. That's very mild. That's like the normal high for this time of the year. Tomorrow, risk of some showers in the afternoon, tomorrow night. Maybe a thunderstorm. Not a big deal. Low 70s. No severe weather tomorrow. The enhanced severe weather threat continues for... this would be Saturday, and any time Saturday, especially starting, let's say, in this part of the state. Now, I don't want to pin down hours for you, but from late morning and through early evening, that's the would be prime time, I think, with damaging wind gusts over 70 miles per hour and the threat of tornadoes. By the way, I mentioned the anniversary of the Wetumpka tornado is coming up on the 19th. We'll look back at that tornado on my Weather Extra tonight at 6 and 10 on CBS 8 and ABC 32, the Alabama News Network. Right now, this morning, still a little chilly, but we're warming up. It's 37 with partly cloudy skies here at 8:38. And I'm a big fan of Plumbing by Lequire. You know, I am, and I have been for quite a while. I wish I would have known about them 20 years ago, but I didn't because, boy, oh, boy, I had some times with other plumbers I didn't know when they were going to be coming. They charge overtime that I didn't expect, things like that. Well, you won't have that problem with Plumbing by Lequire. They've been in the business now for over two decades, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Think about the whole house plumbing inspection because that's great peace of mind to know that there's not a big problem lurking when you go out of town, where you come home and you have a flooded house. Yeah, that's happened not to me, but a couple of my neighbors were in that situation like that. So, in my house, it took 35 minutes, but they'll not only identify the problem, they'll fix it, and then you won't have to worry about it. Plumbing by Lequire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylequire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
I am about to post something on Facebook. Actually, this website's been around for a long time, but it is catching fire in the last couple of years, and their satire is brilliant. It's the Babylon Bee, and the thing I'm about to post says it's part of the settlement with Nick Sandman. That's the kid that CNN, the New York Times, they're making CNN hosts wear MAGA hats. Oh, my God. It's brilliantly done very funny and enjoy a laugh.
It's hilarious.
You'll find that on my Facebook page. By the way, with severe weather, you never know. If you have roof damage, don't forget Jones Brothers. Jones Brothers Roofing with eight decades here in the River Region. Whenever there's something bad, when there's roof damage, charlatans come in, take cash deposits, take off. Jones Brothers does not do that. They don't roll that way. Most of the time, a simple leak is nothing more than something that they can patch up and then touch up inside the house if you have water damage. Keep the web address jbroof.com handy or 800-264-8009. They are the very best at what they do at Jones Brothers.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident on 231 at Redland Road, the southbound lane. We believe they have traffic moving there now. If you are still sitting on 231, it shouldn't be too long before you're going to get some speed under your wheels. All right, so just be patient there and use caution as you pass through the intersection. Taylor Road near the Jacks, right across from AUM. We've got a three-car accident there that's going to be backing up traffic a little bit on Taylor Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Still got real high volume of traffic on I-65 and 85 and some slowdowns. 65 southbound at the Millbrook 143 on-ramp and some slow traffic around Perry Hill and Ann Street on 85 southbound into town. A lot of cars on the boulevard. It is just still really busy out there this morning. Use caution. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A doctor says Governor Kay Ivey is cured of lung cancer. In a statement, Dr. Alex Whitley says scans showed no signs of the cancer Ivey was diagnosed with last year. He says Ivey will continue to be monitored, but he considers her to be cured. Tuskegee police have made an arrest in a December murder investigation. Authorities have charged 19-year-old Trayvon Lyles with murder and the death of Quandravius Ferguson. They say Lyles shot Ferguson on December 8th. He is now in the Macon County Jail. And the Montgomery County Board of Education is having a public hearing tonight about a new startup charter school proposal from Life Academy. The meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock in the Carver High School auditorium. The board is expected to vote on this proposal at a later date. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I felt crappy, it was super hard to sleep, but now I've lost 5 pounds. This dry January, cause I've got 50 ways to save my liver. It's kinda boring not going out drinking booze, but my poor liver has taken so many years of abuse. Now I've replaced my beer with healthy vegetable juice, cause I've got 50 ways to save my liver. 50 ways to save my liver. You just put down the Jack Mac, stop buying Jim Quinn, no more bottles and cans, Dan, just sobriety. Stop drinking Bud's Gus, it's because you drink too much. Put down the Merlot Joe for sobriety.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. A lot of liver music on the show today. I should play, if we're playing liver songs, I should follow with Rub Bacon on It and maybe something with onions.
Okay.
And do the complete meal. It is time for our Morning Maroon nominees. Let's bring in former Secretary of State and agent for General Salami, John Caddy.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be put in jail for violating the Logan Act, too. We're waiting, Mr. Kerry. In the meantime, here are today's Morning Maroon nominees. The dumbest of the dumb. And we're going to start in Indiana.
Okay.
Actually, South Bend. Isn't that the city that
Buttigieg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 45-year-old woman named Lisa O'Donnell from South Bend, last week she went into a gas station wearing an FBI hat and claimed to be a federal agent and demanded to see their security camera footage. The employees wouldn't let her, and she wound up driving off in her Dodge Charger with no plates while the staff called the police. They pulled Lisa over, and she told them she needed to see the gas station's footage because there had been counterfeit bills passed there. And when they asked her who she was with, she said, the CIA.
Oh.
But she was wearing the FBI hat. Cops looked into it. Neither the FBI nor the CIA had ever heard of this woman.
Sure.
It turned out the Dodge Charger she was driving was stolen. She'd gone for a test drive in it at a car dealership and never brought it back.
Oh, she's a beaut.
Yeah, so she's been arrested for felony impersonation of a public servant. For that alone, 2.5 years in prison and other charges pending. That's a long one, but that's... And she probably voted for Pete, let's face it. We go to New Jersey next. Waiting in a long line at the DMV. I remember... I guess it's the key in any state you live in. You got to find the location nobody goes to, which is why I go out on
McGee
Road.
Yeah,
you're in and out of there in 5 minutes, even if you're having a sex change or something. It's just never a wait. All windows are open. The guy at the this 28-year-old named Shauna Joseph from Jersey City went to the DMV Tuesday afternoon and got very frustrated with the long line. But this is what you get for living in New Jersey, lady. So she decided to show her frustration by beating up employees of the DMV. She also smashed $23,000 worth of computers and equipment and kicked the police officers who came to arrest her. Mm-hmm. They found a cigarette on her that was laced with PCP. Didn't hear much about that, but that stuff caused a lot of very violent crimes, especially in the 80s.
She got one toke over the line.
Yeah. She was arrested for criminal mischief, drug possession, aggravated assault, and hindering apprehension, and for living in New Jersey. When there are other options. Actually, Western New Jersey is really beautiful. I've driven through there. It's almost like it's not in the same state.
It's got trees and it's beautiful.
Eastern New Jersey smells like sulfur. And Georgia next door, 23-year-old guy in Georgia named Thomas McCollum facing charges after he kept stealing his 73-year-old mother's electronics. This guy's not an idiot, but he should. Stealing from your mom? And then he
holds it for ransom.
For ransom. He took her iPad and other gadgets like her TV and hid them. Then he texted her and said she wouldn't get them back until his demands are met. If she didn't cough up the money by his deadline, he said he'd held up the ransom. So she eventually went to an ATM with him, gave him an undisclosed amount of cash. Police arrested him on Sunday. He's facing a felony charge for the exploitation or intimidation of an elderly person. And guess what? Mom has not bailed him out of jail yet.
I can understand that.
She's holding his bail for ransom.
Now, any one of these three people could actually easily be.
Isn't there an equality with these three?
They're all beauts. I think if you had to pick one, maybe it's CIA/ FBI Dodge Charger.
Yeah.
South Bendian.
Yeah, you wonder what the thought presses are. I love this Charger. I'm going to take it for a test drive. And never come back. Well, like, nobody's going to follow up on that?
What would a resident of South Bend be? A South Bender? A South Bendite? A South...
They all sound perverted. Bender, I...
Bendonian?
I don't know if I'd want to be a...
South Bendian, I like that one.
A South Bendian, yeah.
South Bendian.
Well, she certainly created some bendemonium in that city. We'll give it to her.
What an ultramaroon.
Our final look at the roads.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident on 231 at Redland Road, the southbound lane. We believe they have traffic moving there now. If you are still sitting on 231, it shouldn't be too long before you're going to get some speed under your wheels. All right, so just be patient there and use caution as you pass through the intersection.
Taylor Road near the Jacks, right across from AUM. We've got a three-car accident there that's going to be backing up traffic a little bit on Taylor Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Still got real high volume of traffic on I-65 and 85 and some slowdowns. 65 southbound at the Millbrook 143 on-ramp and some slow traffic around Perry Hill and Ann Street on 85 southbound into town. A lot of cars on the boulevard. It is just still really busy out there this morning. Use caution. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Well, here we are in 2020. That means we're the same distance from 1990 as we are from 2050. I don't know if that's a throwback or a fast forward, but holy snarkies, I'm feeling just a little bit older than I did before I read this.
Yeah, actually, that's just a tad frightening here at 8:53. Who did this? Wallet Hub did a ranking of the best and worst cities to live in if you want an active life.
Right.
And, of course, the active cities include San Francisco, San Diego, New York. This was all about gym memberships, intramural sports leagues, availability of swimming pools, tennis courts, parks, blah, blah, blah.
So what's number one?
Chicago.
Really?
Sure, because they got people in MAGA hats chasing you around. I mean, it's just it's survival, especially if you're carrying a Subway sandwich at 2 in the morning on a 25 below zero morning. Happens all the time. The worst city that came up in random facts, Hialeah, Florida, is in the bottom 10. That used to be a place. And it turns up in the bottom 10 on almost all these lists now. Bakersfield, California, San Bernardino. Now, if you want to live an active life, I suggest Prattville. And one of the ways you can be active there is growing things. And the people that can help you grow things is Prattville Farm Center. Here's Eddie. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
Well, not a whole lot. Still cracking a few pecans and just getting ready for spring, man. It ain't going to be long. We're starting to get a lot of shipments in and stocking these shelves up, getting ready for these spring weeds that's about to come up.
Oh, man, they're bad already.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It is.
Everybody's got the same problem on their lawns, too. What do you do? What can you get the weeds with at this time? Is that a pre-emerge, or you just need
You can use a pre-emerge for those that haven't come up yet. Now's the time for that. But we've also got a product called Weed Free Zone that works really well on these cool season weeds that are already up.
Right.
Of course, the Prattville Farm Center, it's not just the products and at very competitive prices, but the wisdom on how to use them correctly. I always ask, because when I do the weed and feed that I buy, it's always best to put it down just ahead of a rain. So I coordinate with Rich, get out the seed spreader, and do it accordingly and get a good result. At Prattville Farm Center. Oh, somebody may be stopping by on my behalf. I dispatched an ambassador to pick up my mane and tail shampoo.
All right, well, we got plenty of. That's good stuff.
The gallon. I make sure they get the gallon.
Yes, sir.
Go through a lot of that every year. That's part of their equestrian. They have a big tax section at that's TACK at Prattville Farm Center. And everything for your dog, including the freshest and bestest dog food. And a good deal on that, too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we got a great selection to fit any economy, any dog situation. We dogs are like people. They have their preferences, and yeah, some dogs have different needs than others. So we can, and we like to ask you about your dog. We don't just say, here, this is the cheapest, or here, this is the best. We try to figure out what's best for your dog, Greg, and we want to know about it. That way we can make a good decision on what they need.
Extra effort that makes all the difference. Prattville Farm Center, your hours and location, Eddie.
We're here from 7 to 6, Monday through Friday, 7 to 12 on Saturday, and we're located at South Memorial Drive, about a third or so mile past McDonald's down on the right in front of Pig Automotive.
All right, my friend, have a great day and say hi to Randy and Tammy for me, okay?
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
All right, we'll visit with Joey in a sec.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology